Christmas time.
Christmas time. And Hanukkah.
Well,
let's not forget about Hanukkah.
I guess I shouldn't have bothered with the theme song this week.
Yay! Hi, everybody. It's me.
Everybody, it's Christmas.
And Hanukkah. And Christmas.
Hanukkah's
and
done.
Christmas.
Yeah, also, by the time
this podcast comes over, Hanukkah is done.
You're right.
Sorry.
Hanukkah's
over.
That holiday.
It's past.
Get over it.
You'll have to wait till next year.
All right, welcome everybody. This is episode 46 of the Octavarius podcast.
That's twice the amount that is 23.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Two times 23. 46.
Hey, let's start off at the far end of the room and sign off.
Hey, y'all, it's B-Wo.
Hey, y'all, it's Castell.
Hey, y'all, it's LP.
Hey, y'all, it's Cloud.
I'm Mark.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
Hey, y'all, it's Scott.
Hey, y'all, it's Lauren.
I'm Keith.
I noticed the pattern.
I caught that. I can count.
Mark forced me into that.
Yep.
All right, I guess we're ready to start.
Oh, shoot.
What's wrong, everybody?
Oh, you forgot the mailbag problem.
God.
Oh, shit, my dick.
Whose job is that?
That's yours. Mark found it.
Oh, I did. You're right, Tins. Thank you. Today's letter comes to us.
Wait, where is the mail?
What does it look
like?
Oh,
no.
Wait, could you
is
do that one more?
Course?
Could you do that one more time so our listeners can hear that? I'm not sure.
You open it.
Yeah, okay. That's air freshener mail.
It's a letter.
Special scent of air freshener, too, Tins.
Yeah, it's vanilla. I get it. It's vanilla points.
We literally just explained vanilla points to Scott, right?
It's lavender vanilla, though. It doesn't count.
Oh, now I smell it.
It's half points.
Vanilla points, real quick, for those who are unfamiliar. Is
not unlike our Will Smith points.
It's getting somebody to experience vanilla when they're not expecting vanilla.
Yeah. Like putting vanilla ice cream hidden under all of the chocolate ice cream.
Got him.
Putting a little bit of vanilla extract into somebody's Coke.
Or putting vanilla liqueur into somebody's drink.
Mm-hmm. We have done all of these
putting
things.
Vanilla ice into somebody's playlist.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or just spraying vanilla in a room and then saying, Keith, come here. I have to show you something amazing. And then Keith walks in, smells vanilla.
Vanilla points.
Vanilla points on Keith. Got it.
Yeah.
Suppose you could also have somebody get a DVD for you, and they open the case, and it's a copy of Vanilla Sky.
That's good.
That would have been good.
Yeah, I wish I still had my copy of Vanilla Sky.
When someone's sleeping,
still has
just cover them.
Bakula has my movies, too. They have little movies stealer.
Anyway, what's
I'm sure you could go to his house and get it.
Hey, read that letter, please.
Sure. Today's letter comes to us from Ebenezer Prudge. It's an international listener. He's from London, England.
England.
And Ebenezer writes in...
What is he writing?
Humbug!
Oh.
I'm sick of all this commercialism with Christmas. What's the big deal with gifts? Do people even like gifts? No one ever gets me any. I mean, it could be because I don't have any friends or family, and I'm kind of mean to everyone around me. But I think that the gifts are not all they're cracked up to be. What is up with that?
Hang on a second.
These letters are written like my character Jeremy Rafflecopter.
I just had a weird
what are
thought.
Gifts?
I was wondering. Yeah, I
Do
was just wondering.
Do people even like them?
I was wondering if anybody has found any Christmas gifts online. You know,
like animated gifts.
Oh, yeah. Gifts.
I did. I got one. Somebody from work.
I love animated.
Somebody
gifts.
From work sent out a really awful animated gif earlier today to all the staff. It was a reindeer, but all his antlers were covered with silly dicks. Ornaments, and they all lit up in a very rapid fire animated gif fashion.
So would I just Google like reindeer ornament gif?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might do it. You got a better shot doing that than doing nothing, I guess.
I was actually looking at Total Recall animated gifs today.
Total Recall.
I know the one you're talking about.
I assume it's a Quado related gif.
No,
it's sure it's a Schwarzenegger head exploding.
Yeah, it's Schwarzenegger's head exploding.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are funny.
My favorite is Busey coming out of Busey.
That is trippy.
Animated gifs are awesome.
I love them. I think they're underrated.
Well, they go on forever is the joy of them. They go on as long as you want them to. As like long meat, as that's forever.
Like Meatspin.com?
No, Meatspin, whether we like it or not, Meatspin is a classic animated GIF.
What is that one?
If you, the listeners, would like to check out this fantastic animated GIF, find a place that's not at work and go to www.meatspin.com.
Meatspin.
Well, it is dirty. It's
right round like a record.
Oh, right.
What is meat?
And it's two white men.
No, don't tell him. Let him. Let them,
oh, I have seen that. Yes,
let them unwrap their gift.
All right.
An early
I think
lead
I've
by
seen
Keith.
It, and I don't want to look to check.
Unwrap your gift at meatspin.com.
So, Christmas gifts. Giftuses.
Yeah, presents.
Presents.
Let's just talk about gifts.
Yeah.
That was
dude,
pretty good
I was
so
just,
far.
Yeah, I was just like, I so far, thought about so gifts, and we haven't talked about gifts ever.
I was just at Water Tower, and it was nuts on Saturday.
The mall.
Yeah. The shopping center.
Does
and,
that
like,
count as a mall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's got amazing.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many people.
The
like,
mall at Water Tower places,
say it transcends them all.
You had to wait in line just, like, to get in the escalator, and, like, you could not move. It was nuts.
The escalator wasn't moving?
The escalator itself was moving, but it was just packed. There's so many people. It was mind-blowing. And then, like...
Why would they want to go to that place?
To Water Tower? I think it's part of the holiday thing. Like, people come in from the suburbs, and they're like, let's go to Water Tower.
It transcends... Wait, what?
Dude.
What do you mean,
dude.
Like, it transcends a mall?
It was a high five.
It just, it's more than just a mall.
Yeah, it's a staple. It's like a Chicago.
Yeah.
It's also a water tower.
What
the
water tower?
It's all made of water.
People are all about them.
It doesn't have food
gifts.
Court, right?
There is a food court.
Yeah, they have a food
there
court.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a mall then.
Water Tower Place, that mall has everything that
they
mall
have that
should
huge
have.
One, don't they?
Yeah, it's the kind, it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
the kind
you
where you like
you
walk
a card
around
and you like scan your
yeah.
card.
It has Mighty Nice Grill in there.
So the Christmas gift that I always wanted and never received.
What?
Well, let me get. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Just trying to put us on a topic. Is actually, did you guys ever know about like 3-in-1 game tables or 6-in-1?
You know what? I got that, Keith.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't get this one.
He probably
the
made
Fisher,
it.
The Fisher Price. The Fisher Price game table.
I'm not talking about that.
Which one did you?
I don't know.
I'm
as a game table.
I'm talking about the one that turned into a skee ball.
Oh,
whoa. I know that one.
Yeah.
And you know what? That actually, I knew somebody that had it. It didn't function that well. So
I'm sure it's probably...
Neither
did my Fisher-Price one that I did get.
Wait, what is it? This is a board that is three games?
It's a game thing that in a series of folding or like additional attachments, it can change. I had a 6-in-1. It was like a pool table, a foosball table, a ping pong table, an air hockey table.
What's the size of this contraption?
About like... Five
is it the size of a
by
pool
three.
Table?
No, it's a miniature. They're miniatures because they're for
it's
7
the size
years.
Of yeah, it's appropriate to a children. It's you know, if children are playing it, it's like they're playing on what adults
yeah,
would get.
Huh. Yeah, it's not like a full size billiards table, but it's about like 3/4 of a
yeah.
size.
Yeah.
But there was one that turned from an indoor basketball thing to a skee ball. Thing
no
to
way.
Something else.
So it had like a net in back, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it like, because, you know, a skee ball and an indoor like basketball game are sort of the same setup. It's like long, narrow, flat, and then it goes up.
I don't remember
up
what
wind.
Brand that was.
I don't,
it wasn't Fisher-Price. It was something nice. Off because it was just so out there.
Yeah, and I
it
wanted it
exciting.
Hardcore because I loved skee ball. And like, it was just seemed like so much fun. And I asked for that. And my parents got me a different like all in one table, saying, well, it has more games. Like, that's great, but it doesn't have any of the games that I wanted.
I hope the some of the games included like chess, checkers, and backgammon.
No, it was just like, it was a little pool table, a little like ping pong table, a air hockey table,
yeah,
stuff like that.
I had that one. That's the shitty one.
The reason I wanted the other one
what
is
was this?
The other
like,
one.
This was like, what, 1994? Put it in context.
Yeah, yes, yeah, like 93, 90, between 93 and 95.
Yeah, it was early mid 90s.
The reason I wanted it is because I wanted a big game set that I could play by myself, and you know, it would be my toy.
Yeah.
Because often I didn't have people over to play.
No friends.
So they gave me a game board. Exactly.
Dude, many of us grew up that way. McCool and I have illustrated that as well.
They gave me a thing with pool, a two-player game. Ping pong, a two-player game. Air hockey, a two-player game. Foosball, a two-player game. And I couldn't play them.
You didn't
even
get billiards?
What about your brothers?
No, a pool table.
What about your brothers?
You could play pool by yourself.
They didn't play with me.
What a bunch of dicks.
Did you ever mod out your pool? Not really mod out, but play pool by yourself, basically. Where I played a game with it with that table where you had all the pool balls on one side of the table, and you would like you lob them at one end, and as they ricochet back, you try and hit the same ball.
I mean,
I
made up single player games.
Yeah, you have
but
to.
I didn't want that. I wanted games I could play by myself and it wouldn't be dumb instead of just hitting a ping pong ball off of a wall back to myself.
Why didn't you just ask for friends for the next Christmas?
Because Santa can't bring me people.
Does he have Santa rules?
So like, what I did,
it's still pretty sweet though. I mean, I always wanted one of those too.
And I was thrilled to have it, but I realized that I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't play it. I wanted something I could play all the time by myself.
Yeah.
So then, of course, this is when I made the big cardboard thing that I put in my bed that was an indoor basketball thing out of cardboard. I think I talked about it in another podcast.
It
stood upright. It had one of those, you hang out on the back of a door and you throw it and it would roll across my bed. So I had to make, yet again, the toy that I wanted instead of getting the toy that I asked for. And my parents still will do this. They make me make a list and I ask for specific things. Like just two Christmases ago, I asked for 4 improv books and something else. And that's all I asked for.
Did they give you like a bunch of loose leaf paper and a box of pens?
God, that would have been, that's funny. That's great. My mom got me 2 of the books and then a bunch of other stuff and like the other thing and then a bunch of stuff that I didn't ask for. And I was upset. Like, why didn't you get me all these books? Like, well, you could get them for yourself. I'm like, yes.
Get them yourself. Merry Christmas.
But, exactly. But I said, but I asked for these 4 books, and you got me 2 of them, and then things I didn't want.
Yeah, you're actually pretty, you're not very needy as a person.
No, I just wanted those books.
Yeah. It was hard to read.
That cost 60, it was like going to be like between $50 and $60 for the 5 things I asked for. That's all I asked for that year, and I didn't get all the things I wanted. And I was
did
like,
you get things that are other things?
Yeah,
or
I got
was it
other
just
things.
The 2 books.
No, I got other things that were cool. Like I got things that were like I got the make the sock monster kit. You know, when I used to sew sock dolls and stuff. I got that, and that was awesome. But it wasn't what I asked for. And my parents will still do this. They'll get me a bunch of things that I like. Some of the things I do ask for, and then other things that I don't necessarily want. And often they're just the garbage they think is funny.
It
like,
sounds like
a plush ball.
It sounds like you're frustrated when they just don't listen to you.
Yes, I think that's what it is. And I would be worried about them listening to this, but as I say, they don't know what a podcast is.
The thing that amazes me about you, Keith, is that throughout your life that you have chronicled in these podcasts, you have encountered obstacles of people, you know, not listening to you or just not delivering on that thing they said they would do, and then you just go and build something elaborate to make it better.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to just, like...
accept it.
Yeah, I'm not going to accept
it. I think that's the difference between you and most humans.
Yeah.
Because most people would just give up and do something else, but you actually go through the trouble of building a miniature golf course or building your own basketball hoop set thing out of cardboard. And cardboard rocket ship, which you illustrated to everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're so ingenuitive. Is that right? Ingenuity?
No, that's, no way that's a word, man. Not a chance.
No, it's a word. I always thought that that's what happens on Ingenuitous? Christmas.
It's also a lot of the benefit, like the benefit of living in Tennessee when there's literally nothing to do. The closest shopping mall's an hour away. The closest movie theater's 45 minutes away. There's just, if you want to do something fun, you either don't. Or you make your own fun.
But you by that logic every
fun? Don't.
by that logic every like at least half the kids in Tennessee make their own fun.
That's
like,
called meth.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God.
Yes, that is honestly
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Scott Danielson wins the argument.
Yeah.
And takes a middle lead.
Dude, I've been to a spooky cabin party in Tennessee now.
Oh,
that's absolutely right.
Was it billed as a spooky cabin party or was it?
It might as well have been, because you know what?
Wasn't that bad.
You know what? I was not expecting knives, is all I'm going to say. That to me, that
was
spooky.
There was one big knife. It was like a 12-inch.
That big knife equaled like 18 like tiny knives.
I wonder if that Christmas gift was, I wonder if that knife was a Christmas gift.
I don't want to be anywhere near a place where that's a gift.
Yeah, there were a lot of really drunk people for that knife to be out.
Drinking moonshine.
I'm fine. If we were just hanging out and that knife got passed around, like...
You mean bandied about?
I don't mean that.
I forgot to mention, thank you everyone who all came to our last show.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a blast.
It was a Christmas-sacre.
We will let you know. We will let you know when we do other things.
Yeah,
for sure.
Please stay, pay attention to the website as we'll announce other shows and where we're going to be, because we're doing a lot of fun stuff and traveling around. Neat things.
That's right.
Iowa.
But I
digress.
Unlike Keith, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, so I was close enough to things where like I didn't really have to make my own fun. But because like Keith, it was difficult for me to have friends over. Sorry about your phone, Keith.
Yeah, it's okay.
But the thing is I since I didn't
why
have friends
was it difficult
easily coming,
to have friends over.
There weren't any kids my age in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Did you live with Makula?
No. Makula grew up in another town.
Oh.
He happened to live, within 10 miles of me.
I see.
And Mark as well. Right, mm-hmm. Mark?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
And, but yeah, because of that, I ended up making a lot of my own fun as well. But I was so lucky to get great gifts from my parents. Like, I remember getting Power Rangers.
Yes.
Power Rangers were such a big thing. And I remember...
I was always upset that they weren't action figure size. They were like doll size.
They were so fucking big.
Yeah.
No, wait, I had the black Rangers. I had a bunch of Rangers that were a few inches tall.
I don't think they had those.
I actually have to argue that the doll sized ones I thought were way cooler. Because they're... like, I get your point that you can't, have them interact with any of your other action figures.
Spider-Man could never fight Green Ranger.
Sorry, Green Ranger wins, I guess.
Here's the problem also with that is you can build the Zord. Was it the Zord?
The Megazord?
Megazord.
Sure.
But the Megazord itself was about the same size as the Power Rangers.
Oh, no.
No, they were a little taller, but not by much.
No, not by much at all. You're right. They were a little taller, but...
Which was so confusing.
Comparatively, they're not so... like.
Wait. Are you... So you're complaining that the Power Rangers were... like, 10 inches tall or something, and the actual Megazord itself was only probably like a foot and a half tall?
Yeah, dude.
Yes, because then I couldn't put the guys into their Zords and have them
dorks.
Battle.
Yeah, if you look at fucking G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe solved that problem because the G.I. Joe Command Center, their base, mm-hmm. could fit all the fucking G.I. Joes. It was awesome.
I was about a year and a half too old to get into Power Rangers, and I thank God every day for that fact.
I never got into Power Rangers.
The television show
was
fantastic.
Don't live in happiness.
That's also true.
This is true.
You want to know a happy story though?
Yeah. Oh my
God. Well,
wait,
I'd like
Mark
I'd like
story?
I'd like to hear the beginning of a happy story before it turns awful.
Yeah, then I'll die alone.
After I said that, I realized I'm not really sure if this is a happy or sad.
Only one way to find out.
The saddest thing is that he doesn't know the difference.
it's likely time.
The lead in the podcast.
It's likely time for another Mark's Tale of Sorrow.
I think this one will be okay.
Okay.
I mean, in the end. So one year, my friend Chris, who is still my friend to this day, came back from England, and what he brought with him was Dungeons and Dragons. That was his import from his 2 years where his dad worked in England. And he was like, guys, you gotta play this. And we're like, no, man. This is stupid and for nerds. And then he eventually talked us into it, and we loved it. Because it's basically you just have books, and then you have to, just make a story. And if you suck at making a story, it's not gonna be very fun for you. But if you if you care about it, engage and try, you make up really fun things. And my dad hated it because he thought it was about demons and stuff, and he just thought that me playing Dungeons and Dragons would turn me into a Satanist.
I thought you were gonna say into a demon.
That was just as likely.
So 1 year,
your dad is like that guy in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah,
he's like the crazy
Nelson.
He just had, because I'd come home and I'd be like, yeah, and then we fought a dragon. He would go in his room, pull the Bible. I'm so fucked. What did I do to this boy?
Well, you were already Jewish at the time, so,
so he already lost me to the jaws of Satan. Apparently, but what was so crazy about it was he was really uncomfortable with me playing D&D. So he honestly believed this, and I never had dice or anything. And I always had to borrow them, and so one Christmas, I asked for my own set of dice and everything, and he got them for me, and just totally caved in about the D&D stuff, and was like, I talked to some people at work. he researched it and discovered D&D players aren't
the first time that your dad has gotten real life information from people at work.
Yeah. Oh,
that weed story you told, which is great.
Those toppers that you throw on the ground.
Oh my god.
It wasn't weed.
I'm back from work. I found out some more about reality.
And Tim's stealing the lead. Gosh, this is a tough
I understand,
episode.
Weed and D&D might not be in my dad's areas of expertise.
I just picture his employees, and then him going, every week there's something new that they about reality.
Is he like the Michael Scott?
But can you imagine though if your boss was like, hey, you look like you would know. Is this marijuana?
You look like you're an expert in weed and D&D.
Weed and D, they call
it. It's insulting, but at the same time, it's like, are you serious?
Did you hear about Ken today? Another one.
He was asking in a 2x4, the 2 and what's the 4?
His kid is going to be the saddest man alive.
he's playing...
Ken!
His kid's playing D&D right now. Thinks his kid's going to turn into a dragon or something.
Now my son, he recently got a magic deck. Uh-huh. No, not the kind where he guesses the card. No, a different kind of magic.
I understand you gather things in this game.
So I want to know, is this going to gather his soul? Or
does the POG stand for something in Pogs?
Because I'm worried about it.
I don't like the idea of him getting slammered.
That is my son.
Non-Christian to me.
Your life.
This has been another tale of sorrow.
Well, I was happy. I had
a giant nerd the rest of the
And the story itself is sad in a way, because it's sad that your dad should know better.
No, I mean, it's just not. He has, if you want to know about cyclocross racing, how to train for cross-country skiing, plastics molding,
and
the
many
game.
Other subjects. Wait, plastics molding?
Plastics molding.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean,
should know about nerd things. These are all other nerd things.
Yeah, most people that are experts in weed and D&D are also experts in plastics molding.
I also like that it's like, because I know you, Mark, and you, like, Your dad just thinks like you were a pothead demon spirit. Oh, and growing up, just like that's the most obvious.
Yeah, I mean, guess, you look at me, you can see it.
I guess like relative to us, then he's not.
I guess.
But the rest of us are all demons.
Well, it's possible. I know his sister.
He commented on the weird fort tales last show.
The weird what? You know,
the weird what? Tales.
Fort tales.
But demons. Look, it's like when you get to be a level 3 demon lord, you get a variety of powers, one of them being a forked tail, which
Holy
distinguishes
shit.
You from the younger demon. Wow. No, that's all bullshit.
Yeah, was, no, but was it wasn't a forked like, tail. Don't they have forked tongues? Like, what is a forked tail?
No, it's
is that like two tails?
No, no, no! It's a tail that ends in like a spade shape, sort
it's
of.
Not a forked
right?
tail. No.
I guess that would be a spaded tail.
No, I guess
if
it would be.
If something's forked, it has a split.
It's forked. Well, but maybe they
like
got
a
that
fork
too.
In the road.
Let it go.
Scott Anderson,
well, no, now I'm
give
confused.
Me Will Smith points. Fuck you, man! I saw every bit of that.
You know, much like Mark. My parents have also assumed that I'm, like, much worse than I am, you know, like, or don't realize that their kid is actually genuinely very good and take the tiny bad things that we do as if they're way worse.
Didn't we talk about this in a podcast where the real things that you're doing are too weird to be believed?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm gonna go watch 4 hours of Space Jam.
Yeah, no, that was.
What
was
are you
Chris.
Really doing? Keith?
That was Chris too.
Oh, right? That was Chris.
Yeah, it was
that's
Chris,
right.
But I think I was in the same.
I also was.
Well, this makes me think of this. Now, were any of you kids ever on the naughty list? Did anybody ever get coal
no,
or anything?
No,
no,
because
no.
That was always threatened. That was always you. Yeah.
Did your parents give you coal?
Marked it.
I gave you coal?
And you stole me, TT.
What parent would give their child coal?
I don't know. It's always
a good one.
A good one. Thank
if you're,
you,
if you're a bad...
A good parent, though.
If you're a bad little girl or boy... You're always threatened that Santa might give you a lump of coal if you're on the naughty list.
Angelica got coal in the Rugrats.
Oh, yeah.
I
she
guess
was it,
naughty,
it
Santa
might,
was real, too.
I imagine there might be some families that'll, like, give a kid coal for Christmas and be, like, at, like 10 minutes afterward, be like, have you learned your lesson? All right, here are your
get
real
them the
presents.
Uh-oh.
I can't.
Okay.
Looks like Santa accidentally left a present in the microwave.
It would be somewhere, like, totally weird.
Yeah.
Like, why would he leave a present in the microwave?
Because that's where he could hide it without the child seeing.
Have you guys, has anyone seen this? It's a YouTube video of a kid opening up, like, a box of, it's like an Xbox. Like
it's
a box
an N64.
Is it
yes.
An N64 kid? Nintendo
60!
And then,
yeah.
No, that, but then he opens it, and it's not that. It's like combs or some shit.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it's great. Funny. And the kid just is, like, crying.
And, wait, so that kid's parents, the thought process here is that kid's parents... Saw the other video.
Saw because the kid wanted the Xbox.
And then used their child as the butt of a mockery of that other YouTube video.
Mark, was that you?
Was that you?
Hell no, I got dice, man.
Yeah,
I got those dice,
man. Man, I didn't need a fucking Xbox. I got like 5 dice.
Mark's sad video is the Superman video in the
being locked
phone booth.
In the
telephone. Oh my god. We're
there's another great. I had Superman pajamas, and there's a really great one of me running around singing like I Can Fly from Peter Pan, and I just trip over the leg of the piano bed.
No, that's not real.
Awesome.
That is not
so
real.
I can fly. It's like right in front of the.
I had a similar video.
So much money.
That just reminds me of a similar taping that I got, where it is. I was at like one of those like places where a bunch of log cabins, like old, like it's a historic place. I think it was the Hermitage in Tennessee, and I was running around. And, like, I literally say, I'm having the best time. And then I trip.
No!
Just fucking eat it and just start crying.
I forgot. The other part of that video is that my sister had Wonder Woman pajamas. And she was running right behind me and I fell. And then she just stopped and, like, looked really concerned and then just turned and walked away. She was like, oh, this isn't fun anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yo, Lauren, Did you ever want one of those Barbie cars when you were growing up?
Dude, I always wanted a Barbie car. I wanted the house because my friends, they all had the house.
The elevator?
Oh, yeah. No, the elevator was
that elevator never moved smoothly.
No, it
didn't. I noted that.
No, they even made fun of it.
With mine, I noted it did not move.
They even made fun of it in Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's famously shaky.
I was too busy, you know, making them get married.
A car for your Barbies, but one that you could ride like out on the sidewalk.
Oh, my parents wanted to take
one. A Power Wheels car?
I was so jealous of Power Wheels.
I had a Power Wheels too.
You had one?
A Power Wheels?
I had a
10-year four-wheeler, man. You had a Power Wheels?
Awesome. Yeah, I had... I had the G.I. Joe bike.
Oh, man.
I totally...
Well, here's the thing.
It's like a remote control car, right?
No. It's a car that a child can ride.
But
the thing about the G.I. Joe one is the battery was for shit, and it died real fast. But my brother had Bigfoot, the Bigfoot Power Wheels was the coolest toy in the history of Power Wheels.
Yeah,
the big because it had two power settings. You could have the regular low power. But then there was high power, and you could do like 3 to 5 miles per hour.
Why would you ever go on low power then?
Yeah. Exactly. You never would.
Why indeed?
Power wheels. Fuck low power. And my brother and I. My brother
you
and I.
You sound like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
I like that as your platform's line for when you run for hours.
Fuck low power.
Ryan Wolf.
High power.
High power.
So you throw Bigfoot into high. And you could ram shit. Wow. It was amazing.
How long did the Bigfoot Power Wheels remain on the market until they had to pull it?
I have no idea, but our Bigfoot Power Wheels lasted us a couple of years before the battery fucking died. But in America today, if they brought that shit back, batteries are better and they would last longer.
True.
You could get a Bigfoot kid.
What that is still around? Because kids started driving on the streets and everything.
God, I would love to. I hope Power Wheels are better now.
Because of that,
They do have some still out now. They have different kinds, but actually, Octavarius member Chris Bogue had his front teeth knocked out by a Power Wheel being backed up by his neighbor.
Holy shit!
Whoa. Yeah, he's told me the story before. Yeah,
he was behind plastic tires and all.
Yeah, basically because when you're a kid and you're small, you're about as tall as the backs of those things.
I didn't even think of that.
And a kid was meant to slam and run forward, and Chris was behind him, and the car was in reverse. Teaching the kid a valuable lesson about the difference between forward and backward. And it just rammed straight back into Chris's mouth. And then there was just blood and teeth and tears. And
luckily it was baby teeth though, right?
I think they were bubba teeth. But he had to go. He did have to go, like, get emergency, like, dental surgery, like, at the hospital.
Wow.
And there were concerns on, you know, do you take legal action on this? Because, or does your, whose insurance pays for this?
Yeah.
Because it was a toy inflicted injury by a neighbor, and their children too.
That would annoy the piss out of me if my kid. You know, that's the shitty thing about being a parent is dealing with complicated situations like that.
Exactly. I know. When I see your kid,
you're responsible for
that. What the fuck do you do with
my stupid son?
How do you discipline a child for getting you sued? Like they don't understand.
Yeah,
what do you do? That's so complicated. And kids do dumb shit.
Yeah. What if my kid accidentally kills your kid? Will you forgive me?
Whoa.
Ooh, that's pretty rough.
Probably.
Is it clear that it's an accident, or is it like shady?
It's an accident, but it's my kid's valedictorian 12 years later.
How did it happen?
What
was the accident?
Yeah, it was
about Christmas.
It was all an accident.
Okay.
You see, when Keith, my son...
Yeah.
When Keith,
thank you so much.
When Keith,
you would,
fucking cunt.
You want to have a line of like five or six Keith Habersburgers?
Oh my God.
You have Keith Habersburger the sixth.
If I keep having boys, God. They're gonna keep being Keith.
I can't wait to see your father's son comic show.
Oh, it'll be great. Five Keiths in a barrel.
Man, you know that third Keith, like as soon as he gets to high school, he's just gonna start calling himself Roy.
That's fine. I don't care what they
do
with the name.
He's gonna hate you something awful. Go on.
Yeah, so...
how did Keith kill my son?
Well, my son Keith was playing with his turbo wheels.
Okay.
And
how old are our sons?
Well, let's go with six.
Damn. That sucks. It's so young.
But it's early enough that you know... You know your kid has potential.
And...
Yeah, it's nothing but...
While none of us saw what happened, all we know is my son...
Okay.
Accidentally
yeah.
backed into you with the power wheels.
His kid.
The kid, sorry. Knocking him in a strange angle onto like something that will go with severs his head.
Jagged rocks.
Wait, it's going to sever his head?
All right, that's...
That changes the situation drastically.
No.
I would rather my kid get his head severed than die slowly.
Yeah,
so
but like...
My kid's going to die.
But like,
I want it to be quick. I would feel bad.
So, Keith, you're telling me that your son, Keith, killed my son, Lando.
Lando!
Through a backup accident?
I don't believe you, but
that's just what we believe. My six-year-old boy.
This is all we know. All we know. We show up to the scene of the crime. There's a Power Wheels car.
Wait, what do you mean you show up to the scene of the crime? Do one of the kids call 911 first?
It makes very nefarious.
Dude, he's six. It's in the future. He's got a phone. And he calls 911.
There's like a
because he doesn't know what to do.
But the question isn't a how. Is more. It's really would we forgive?
Would you forgive? Because we don't know if. What if my son was thinking weirdly and thought it would.
Were our son's friends?
But your kid did it.
I might have to. I might. Well, it would take a while, but I might have to because our sons were friends.
Do I? I mean, do I find the severed head of my son first?
Look, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Look, dude.
We probably wouldn't talk for like a couple years.
This is This is a cut and dry situation.
We'd be friends in the end.
I feel like one of us would move.
Yeah. It better be you, man.
Yeah.
It fucking better be you.
Unless you really were thinking about moving or something.
Well, I was thinking of moving. Now my son was moving.
For me, this is a cut and dry situation. I've known you longer.
Mm-hmm. Than the son? Fuck that guy. I just met him like 6 years ago. I've known Brian like 20 years.
Thing is, though, your wife's not like, well, like, depending on, like, Shelby, your wife won't care.
What are you basing that
you're,
on?
I don't know.
Our son is dead.
Yeah.
That's my me.
I think your wife hasn't known you as long
dude,
as you,
Castelvi,
like...
you've known Keith longer.
Yeah,
forgive
but,
the man.
No, it's going to be it's a harder
it's
sell.
It's not
because...
his fault that his kid's weird.
It's no.
It's his fucking kid.
Well, his kid's also valedictorian later.
Yeah, we find out later.
Yeah, but
sometimes your shit's weird. I'm sure your parents are like, well, that's how
well, it's like I didn't have the dude living, like this dude living in me and then come out of me. So it might be a different feeling to my wife.
Yeah.
Well, this is the wife.
And it might be a harder sell for Keith, who just knows.
Dude, the wife is not a variable. Keith said, like,
okay,
the wife is not a variable.
Okay, yeah, you forgive me if my son... Oh, and it's on Christmas. They're playing with the new toy. The newest toy that was just bought.
You
know what?
Dude, this is like that speech that Phoebe Cates gave in Gremlins. Where she talks about her dad dying in the chimney.
That's right.
On Christmas.
In the last podcast.
So wait, it's on Christmas Day, meaning they just unwrapped the toy. And so this is like
so the
when the
is
families
like,
are having dinner.
It's like 3 p.m.
So like food's still cooking probably?
Food's still
God.
Cooking.
But all the family's there
the
waiting.
The family's there and I have just given my son the turbo wheel.
In front of everybody?
And they all were excited. The kids go outside to play with it. And then we hear a scream... And I assume a 911 call by the child we established. So
dude,
probably
that's like
sirens.
A horrific
we walk
of a
outside
Christmas story.
To see the Castelvis looking over their decapitated son.
Why is he managed to do this?
Lando! Lando!
Dude,
Lando.
I don't...
That's my boy!
I don't want this... I don't want this to be so bad either, but I need to know... I have to present you with the worst, the worst scenario. Even,
the snow's all red.
I don't think you can imagine an apology, because you'd have to have a hell of an apology.
I know.
Right? You.
He would be responsible for giving that toy that could possibly hurt him.
I would probably, I would have to. Like, I can't be, the thing is, it's about the kid, because your son killed him.
Would you and kill my son?
You said they were friends, so he, can you imagine what Keith Jr. is going like?
I know.
His good friend, he killed his good friend Lando.
That's true. That kid's going to be fucked up for the rest of his life.
Right. He's going to be, and I don't, you don't want to die on a kid.
Castelvi, no. You've known Keith longer than your son.
Listen,
are you trying to coerce me into killing my son?
What?
Because you said, like, if he's going to be traumatized, he won't be able to deal with it. Are you suggesting that?
No. I'm not going to say, I hope that's I'm what I'm hoping.
Dude, if your kid's a murderer.
I'm not saying you should murder her.
Okay,
is that what you thought I was saying?
Yeah.
No,
I'm just saying he's going to. You can imagine what it'd be like if you killed your friend at six. Christmas.
Yes, that'd be rough.
And then you have to live, I assume we live next to each other.
Yeah.
In the same name, in Lombard.
One of us better move.
Live in Lombard.
Me and Keith in Lombard.
Plus, all the kids at school are going to know. And he's starting out as the kid who is a murderer.
Well, I know, right? That's a horrible feeling. On Christmas.
Thank God I'm having more Keiths. Because that Keith is not is fucked up.
But he turns out okay, he's valedictorian.
Yeah.
Because your son, my son didn't have a chance at valedictorian.
He wouldn't have made it.
He probably wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have pushed him like you need to, Castelli.
It's a good thing I didn't, because he was murdered by your son.
Well.
So how far would you go to give your kid a gift? Like you had,
I don't know. I don't have children, so I.
But what would you do, like? It, like, would you go jingle all the way style? Like, go.
You have to.
Oh, like what? Like to find the perfect gift.
Yeah, to find Turbo
Man. A la Jingle All the Way.
What would I do for my kid?
What would you? How far would you go?
Potentially having a child, I think.
You would go to another state. But what about Indiana? Indiana's pretty close.
I'd go to like Indiana Dunes, but no further.
You wouldn't go further than the dunes?
You just go hang out at the dunes and not shower.
Would you go to Gary?
Wait. Are we? So we're not even talking about like elaborateness of buying this toy. We're just talking physical distance travel.
We are not. Cloud just gave the first boundary for herself.
Okay.
She said I wouldn't go further than the dunes.
Well,
you could say I wouldn't take a plane somewhere.
You
whatever you
shopping.
Got.
You can do online shopping, Brian.
I would drive.
But what if the price was marked up like 300%?
I feel like I'd know where to steal it.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd
like,
steal?
I would rob. Cheat and kill.
I probably would steal it. But I think I would do probably what my parents did, where they didn't have to do anything crazy, but they stayed up long, long hours going out of places in the cold to get me everything I ever wanted for Christmas.
Aww. Yeah, my mom was the same.
Except
way.
The hoverboard.
That's why I feel like I. Yeah.
Well, they don't.
I feel like I would totally do that.
So yeah, you do that.
That was crazy. That was a sad.
You would go for Turbo Man, like.
Yeah, I'd probably.
I would
Turbo
go.
Man.
I would not
Man.
Go that crazy.
Still 10.
Yeah, I don't know if I do.
I'd
it,
set
the
bar really low.
The last
really
time
low,
I went out to get a good gift,
life.
It ended up killing my neighbor. No. So I expect I looked long and hard for that Turbo Mobile, and that didn't work out.
Would you give your little kid like an actual like pet, like a living animal, if they wanted that for
him?
No,
you know what?
Hell no.
It's impractical is the thing, because even if like that's the thing that your child wants, and you, like you're okay with the newfound responsibility of owning a dog, mm-hmm. you can't get a dog without like the child seeing it first and like okaying it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to get it from...
No, that my mom did that to me.
Just surprised you with a dog?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. How'd that go? Because I'm just saying, I can imagine a child opening up, like, it's really...
Is the dog in, like, a box?
Yeah, it's in a box with, like, three holes in the back,
right.
And there's a giant bow on top. That's how they always are.
But it is
not
stuff.
How mine was.
I accept this reality, Tins.
Guys, Tins, Mark, Biwo, how would you all react if one day you woke up in the morning at like 6 a.m. to a full size like Saint Bernard.
Wait, is it in a box?
No, it's just jumping on your bed. Your first waking up reaction, just giant dog, and me saying, "Good morning,
a puppy."
I know exactly how I would react.
Which Beethoven movie are you?
Lauren, you're exactly right. I would say, "Out! Out! Out! No! There will be no dogs in this house.
Right?
Not in this house. They drool. They poop everywhere. They get sick. You gotta take care of the dog. You gotta feed it. You gotta clean it."
Mark says,
"And I'm allergic."
Biwo, he's already got a name.
Oh! I would say that. That's exactly what I'd say.
And I would say, "Oh, I can drive my fucking car to the pound. Goodbye, dog."
Let's just give him 1 week, because it's a pretty bad winter storm out there.
We'll take some time. We'll try and find somebody to adopt the dog.
I won't be convinced until I at least go to the pound and see whether or not the doctor has 12 giant syringes full of poison to kill multiple dogs.
Wait, why wouldn't you just feed it poison? You're gonna have to inject syringes.
No,
like Dexter.
This is kind of
you're gonna Dexter the dog.
No, you misheard me. I was referencing. You misheard me. I was referencing the doctor in Beethoven that had multiple syringes.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God. And I didn't miss that. I thought you were unhappy with the dog, so you were going to willingly kill it.
No.
I was Dexter.
No, I'm not Dexter. I was just Charles.
I understand.
I was just Charles Grodin, who was just trying to check out and see, you know, then he finds out that the vet is trying to kill all these dogs. Then he's like, "Oh, I should keep Beethoven."
That's the only way.
I would just have to check to see if the vet would kill every dog, and if the vet did not, Beethoven's gone.
But what about, like, a couple dogs?
Fuck
possibly
that noise.
Dog.
I'm not going to start. I'm not going to have, like, at the end of Beethoven 1 where he's like, "Good night, Beethoven, Mitch, Steve, Todd, Barry, Alan." I don't know why they're all Jews, but...
Okay, Lauren,
Barry Allen, the flyer. Yeah.
Yeah. Lauren, let me get back to your story real quick. So you actually did get the dog. Let me ask you this. That year, were you, like, really, really hoping for a puppy, or did it just
like
happen?
It was, like, years that I was begging every Christmas, every birthday, because I was an only child.
You had, I bet you, Lauren Imony had a breed in mind of what dog she wanted.
I wanted a little dog, but they got me a medium to large size.
That's my fear about getting a puppy. Like, were you really disappointed that it wasn't a tiny dog? And you're like, fuck this dog.
No, I was just so happy that I got a dog.
In the process of asking for the dog, did you promise to do various chores to maintain that dog?
Oh, of course, I did zero.
Nice.
That's why I will never get a child a dog.
I am Charles Grodin.
I am too, Biwo. Honestly, I don't want a pet because it's just so much hair everywhere.
I would just rather have friends. Yeah. Let's just have some friends.
It's like having a baby.
I could deal with one short-haired cat, and that would be my limit.
Yeah,
I think.
Me too. And even then, God,
it's more work.
It's so much hair.
I got Merlin for Christmas. I got him the day after Christmas.
And you have hair on your pants.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want hairy pants.
And you gotta worry every time you leave. You gotta make sure like they're taken care of and stuff.
It's like a baby. You get so attached, and then when they die, it's really sad.
It's like a baby that can't get smart.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you, Keith.
I started shaking literally because I was like, "Holy shit, this could be like a 20 to maybe even over 20 year, you know, commitment."
Wait, a dog?
No, a cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I knew a 21 year old cat.
Yeah, cats can get old.
I knew a cat that was alive during the Carter administration.
Yeah, that's funny.
That is one way to say it.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Did he vote for him?
Yeah, no. The cat was around for Carter, Reagan twice,
wow.
Bush Clinton twice, and then Bush two.
Damn.
Was it like a Republican cat or a Democratic cat?
What kind of demon cat lives that long?
It's like name was in
too much D&D. I'll tell
oh
you.
God, its name was Chubbers, I believe.
Oh my God.
That's an adorable story.
Okay, and his name was Chubbers. He lived that long out of spite. He ended up being semi-blind and deaf by the end.
Oh, no.
But he was like... He was
enjoying
like,
all that life has to offer
he
a
was,
cat.
He was a 22-year-old cat. And then one day, Chubbers walked off into the abyss to, I assume, go on an amazing journey, or an incredible journey, where the golden retriever had
rainbow
a precocious
bridge,
dog.
I guess it would be.
One,
the afterlife.
Speaking of cats dying...
Merry fucking Christmas, Mark.
That's not going to kill my cat when you have change.
Yeah,
what?
Next.
One of the things I really actually regret doing in my life is Nick Mikula had a cat that was very overweight named Fudge.
Yeah. He's talked about Fudgy Ripple before.
I thought it was Princess, wasn't it?
Yeah, he had two cats. Oh, okay. Princess Leia Mikula and Fudgy Ripple Mikula. Fudge was overweight to the point where like the doctor's recommended exercise was putting his food bowl four stairs up or down, so that the cat was required to go up or down stairs at some point.
It was a very large
cat. Garfield-esque?
Like, you would often find him just covering the heating vent on their floor.
Oh. It was a very large
cat. Did it catch fire?
It just plugs up the vent.
Because normally if you leave things like that on a vent, they'll catch fire.
I guess he'd move, climb three stairs to eat, and then put himself out.
Especially with that much fat.
But,
so
Fudge was really old. And
it sounds like you're giving the eulogy.
Mark
giving the eulogy. Well, no, it's pretty old.
And like freshman year, Nick and I sat. We were roommates, and our desks were right next to each other. And he got like a phone call one day. It was his dad telling him that Fudgy had passed away. And Nick turned to me and told me this, and. In one of the few things in my life I really regret, I looked back and said, "It's about time that cat was huge." Oh.
No, the fact is, Mark, the cat was larger than life. It was time to be dead.
Oh no! I can't think of any of those titles now.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Yeah. But like, the cat was ready to go. But like I've always,
what
I felt so
because
no, he was furious as he should have been. But
I've
the thing that was
story.
Like, I looked like because when he told me that, I had to make a choice. Like, this is one of the few moments I could make a joke like this in my life, or I could empathize with
if
him.
If it is at Nick Mikula's expense, so be it.
Did not choose the high road.
No. I chose the low road, and I got to Scotland way before him.
Hey, Cloud, what was, like, something that you wanted for Christmas, or that you didn't get, or that you did get?
One of my favorite presents was a Sound of Music Barbie that my grandparents got me. It was really,
who
really
was
you laugh then? You asked the question, only the laugh.
Well, the Sound of Music Barbie?
It was
the fuck is that?
I was really into Sound of Music when I was little, and it was Maria.
Dude, girls are in a different world. Like, their presents were so weird to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, name off some
how
things.
Could you have fun
boys
playing
presents.
With dolls?
Ladies, name off some things that you guys got that you loved. Name them off. I just want to just
all
suggestion.
The sparkle dolls.
Chicken limbo.
What are the sparkle
dolls? Chicken limbo.
You guys remember that?
Sparkle limbo? Dolls and chicken limbo.
Keep going.
What else?
Keep going. Keep, just spit
stuff?
Them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like hair and makeup stuff. My aunt still gets a. Dude, my aunt.
What's up, dude?
She would buy my cousin and I just like mountains of presents. Like
mountains?
A mini mountain. Okay, because what we do is like. There's four of us. It's like me, my brother, and my cousins, and we'd all separate our presents into piles when we were little, and then we'd just rotate around, like, who opens presents on Christmas Eve. And yeah, it'd be like a little mini mountain of presents from my aunt. And I think she, like, felt cool being like, there's so many from me. But yeah, it was mostly just like hair, makeup, and clothes and girl things.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a comment about aunt and uncle gifts. It's really quick.
Yeah.
My aunts and uncles. have no idea how old I am.
What? Well, I wasn't going to go there.
And they've never had an idea. Okay, so they send us gifts in the mail, and it's always for Dave and Brian and I. They're always the exact same, so we always open them at the same time because they're the exact same thing. But because of that, up until I was 14, they gave us all gifts like we were six. And then as soon as
how do you mean? Like, what's the six?
Like coloring books?
Yes, like coloring books.
Oh, no.
Or like just the Petrified Forest shirt I got.
Yeah?
A shirt with just two paragraphs of information on the Petrified Forest. What? That's an aunt and uncle gift. We all got shirts equivalent to that interestingness.
I can't believe that was like a gift.
You said this is till 16?
No, this is like 12, 13, 14. 12, 13. Then when I was older.
How old is your oldest brother, though?
He was, let's see, when I was 12, he would have been 18.
Getting the same thing.
And that's exactly it. When I turned like 12 or 13... we started getting gifts like we were 30. And I got like digital tire pressure gauges. a desktop accessory drawer.
Wow.
Like to put my wallet, my keys, and different things and then put them back in a drawer.
Yeah.
Like,
you're a man now.
What? But it.
Maybe at the same
dude, how funny would that be if you gave that to your kid for Christmas? Like, gave him all man things? Since he was like two or three.
Sweaters that say Nebraska.
For 30-year-olds.
Things.
You know what's weird, Keith? I wouldn't be surprised, but this doesn't surprise me that you would actively try to buy these things right now,
yes.
Today.
No, these like...
Because you love that shit.
That's why I wear the Petrified Forest shirt.
Keith, it actually sounds... It sounds like your aunt told your uncle to like put all this crap in the Salvation Army box, and the Salvation Army box and the Keith's present boxes often got switched.
Well, it's that David, Brian, and I all get it. They're all wrapped the same. We can tell they're the same gift.
Oh, no.
And then we're like, all right, well, let's open this nonsense. I mean, it's like a joke.
Yeah.
So
you
hopefully,
won't get this, but you will someday.
And it's just they're just so dumb. They're gifts we can never use.
Ooh, what do you guys do if you get a gift that you already have? Do you say, oh, I'm sorry, I already have this? Or do you say, thank you so much?
I always say, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what
I was forced to do that.
I remember I got Banjo-Kazooie, and like I'd already like played it a whole bunch. It was a great game. But I got it for Christmas, and I was just like, thank you. This is great.
Mm-hmm. I once did that.
Were you ever
a
shitty liar as a kid, though? Because I probably was.
I was
really good at this one time, and my aunt gave me something that I already had, and I was, like, totally playing it cool. I was like, oh, my God, this is so great. And my dad comes over. He's like, don't you have that at home? Did you bring that from home? And I was like, fuck. And I totally got, like, I know. I was like, Dad, you totally ruined it. And I was so good.
Do you guys have a friend who, like, got way more presents than you? Like, either, like, the parents were wealthier, or they just...
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, yeah, like I got like a Nintendo and a cool shirt, and they're like, oh yeah, I got like a Nintendo and like four video games and like a bunch of movies.
And the gun that comes with
the 3-in-1 basketball, skee ball, and something else table.
I remember like calling your friends on Christmas Day and being like, what'd you get?
Oh yeah, totally.
Like compare.
Yeah, in fact, I called so many people that I started actually calling people internationally and accruing a lot of bills with my telephone. So much so that we eventually got $10,000 or more of debt.
Or more.
I can't remember.
I was trying to figure out
Keith, if you were trying to pay those bills with your credit card.
Oh, I wouldn't be approved. I was very young.
Well, say you used your father's.
Oh, okay.
And your dad needed help.
Right.
He would need to call Legal Helper's debt resolution. Legal Helper's debt resolution guarantees to negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more, no matter what.
What if they're in Tennessee? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All across the country.
Okay.
All 50 states.
Oh, they also guarantee that you will always get that thing you want for Christmas.
Not a guarantee.
Every single time.
Not a guarantee.
Rarely.
Yeah. Sorry. No. Well.
You might be asking yourself,
yeah,
how do I contact Legal Helper's debt resolution? What do I need if I am in need of help?
And don't have access to the internet.
Do I do? What do I do? Matt.
Huh?
Isn't there a jingle?
Yeah.
That they're singing.
Round the globe? Oh, why, yes, there is, Brian. Just give me some heart and soul. Legal helpers, their resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. It's Christmas. Get out of debt now.
You know, a great way to build credit if you don't have a credit card is to get a Target card.
Yeah, except they start you out with a $200 credit limit, and that's shitty. And who could buy a lot at Target for $200?
They won't approve Keith Abersberger, the 23-year-old.
No, I'll be fair to Target. Target, I bought some things from you in the past 7 days, but I can't remember what.
I'm picturing it like Target's a dude. I bought some things from you. I don't know why.
What groceries.
Target has some of the groceries.
Oh, you know what it was? I got food ingredients for chicken fajitas over the weekend. All thanks to Target. The peppers were wildly expensive.
Really?
And wrapped in plastic. And
well, they were like over $5 for that like 3-pepper thing.
Oh. Oh, when we were there and we got the green one alone, it was like 60 cents.
Yeah. Well, I needed a green, a yellow, and a red
and
to make festive
fajitas. They don't
sell
yellows and reds on their own.
No, you have to get the multi-pack.
You can only get the stoplight.
Target. I guess we don't care about yellow and red peppers.
They do carry them, just not as well as a grocery store because it's a Target.
We don't give a fuck about your peppers.
Hilarious. Not even peppers for the Bears. Remember, LP, when we... Yeah. Someone talked about that. Mm-hmm. That was a different thing. It wasn't on the podcast. You wouldn't remember
it. Oh, good. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah, well.
Make sure to get vanilla points on your friends.
For Christmas.
Yeah, if you should happen to get vanilla points on your friends or have anything else you'd like to say to us, please feel free to contact us at info@octavarius.com.
That's info at octavarius.com.
What about Christmas cards, too?
Oh yeah.
Listen to the last podcast.
If you write in to info@octavarius.com, you can request your very own Octavarius Christmas card. It's got who does it have a picture of on it? Ted Kaczynski.
It's
people.
Terrifying.
As I understand it, since people have already asked for some, correct?
Yeah. That is my understanding. Yes, they're flying off of the shelves.
RJ, you'll be getting yours for sure,
like a week ago.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Well, maybe just right now.
See, if you want a Christmas card from us, email us and we'll figure something out.
It'll be handwritten, probably.
Maybe. Again, we just finished our run at Comedy Sports, so thank you all so much for supporting our ridiculous endeavors. It's been a blast.
Fun. What a great time we had
so many memories
yesterday, right?
We should make a slideshow with
Third Eye Blind music.
With Third Eye Blind music?
I was thinking Vitamin C music.
What song?
Or Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Oh, great.
I've got some good montage songs.
We should put all the pictures together from all the shows and just have a great slideshow together.
Okay. Well, I hope we do that.
We'll put it on YouTube.
We'll put it on the YouTube.
There we go.
We might get 50 hits.
Very optimistic of you.
That is just a hilarious comment on how many hits we normally get. We have about 50 on most videos. Pretty big.
About some don't even have 6.
A third of those are definitely us.
I like it.
I love me and stuff.
And with that, we're going to have to leave you for this week. Damn it, McCool is not even here for his 7 words of wisdom.
How about Scott's series of condescending words?
Yeah. What?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's time for Scott's series of condescending words.
Delicious. Incendiary. Commoner. That's all.
You just won the podcast.
This has been Scott's series of condescending words.
Oh, that was way better than I expected. That was great.
Set the bar low for me, did you?
I didn't know what I was giving you, to be honest.
Say, segment's over. You don't have to be condescending anymore.
All right, that's going to do it for this week, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Check back every Monday for a fresh podcast.
Merry Christmas.
When does this air? The 12th? They've got a while till Christmas still.
Still Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Still Merry Christmas, everybody.
Congrats.
And with that, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Octavarius.com. Christmas time is Christmas time. Christmas time.
You're running out of time. Close and lock the door. He's coming back for more.
We're drilling for oil.
Oil?
Why are we drilling for oil? We should.